ABC Radio Australia.
Fiji's acting Prime Minister Ayer Sayed Kayum has explained why government MPs were literally camped out in his office earlier this week, claiming they were attending a 48-hour strategic government meeting. But it coincided with attempts by opposition parties in Fiji who've been attempting to serve an election petition on the 27 Fiji First MPs, as had been ordered by Fiji's Court of Disputed Returns. But the opposition parties and their legal team claim that they were obstructed from doing so, with security not allowing them into the building in downtown Suva where the MPs were meeting. Nasser Delba and the National Federation Party had filed the election petition at the start of this week, and in it, it includes claims of unlawful conduct by Fiji First candidates and alleged breaches by the Supervisor of Elections. Now, the mid-November poll was narrowly won by the Fiji First Party, with just over 50% of the votes. But what was to happen to that election petition was under a cloud of doubt this week because the opposition had been unable to personally serve it to all those Fiji First respondents. But yesterday, under tight security at the High Court in Suva, judges gave the opposition parties a reprieve by allowing them to advertise the election petition and name those respondents in today's newspapers. Here's how the SEDELPA General Secretary, Lithia Gionibavi, and also the NFP leader Biman Prasad responded after the court's decision.
We're thankful that the court has ruled this morning that substitute of service is approved and must be published in the two dailies.
We're happy with the ruling by the court. Obviously, the technique used by the Fiji First ministers and MPs to hide away from our bailiffs and us so that we could serve the petition has not worked for them.
It's Biman Prasad, the National Federation Party leader there. But the country's Attorney General, Ayer Sayed Kayum, who's acting Prime Minister at the moment, while Frank Bainimarama is overseas, says that it wasn't a tactic by him and his party, but a previously arranged meeting.
For the past 2 days, we've been meeting for over 48 hours. There was a strategic meeting which was planned some weeks back to get the synergies involved, identify what we call the low-hanging fruits in terms of what we can deliver, not just as a government, but also in terms of economic output, but also the medium to long-term output, and do the strategic thinking.
Now, it's Ayer Sayed Kayum speaking there yesterday about what he calls a strategic government meeting held over 48 hours this week while the Prime Minister is overseas, as is the country's Defence Minister too. Now, Pacific Beat has attempted to speak with Mr. Sayed Kayum to discuss this week's events but has not been successful. But Jope Tarai, who's a Fiji politics expert at the University of the South Pacific, was available. I spoke with him a short time ago to get his analysis of the week's events.
I think it's been a very interesting week, as you said, and a lot of people have really been switched on, especially the general public. I think the turning point for this week was Wednesday, when Islands Business and a few other media organizations had alerted the public to the fact that the cabinet ministers appeared to have held themselves up in Level 9 Swabo House. From Monday to Tuesday, it was more a legal progression how things, but by Wednesday, it really became a public affair for everybody. So it really raised a lot of eyebrows. It really raised a lot of questions about the intention of having such a, what we now are told is a strategic meeting, and not having it being informed or told to the general public that it was a strategic meeting at the time.
And there have been, as you say, now we know that this is being described by the acting Prime Minister, Ayer Sayed Kayum, as a strategic meeting. Now, of course, there's been plenty of criticism and cynicism from the opposition and its opposition parties and its supporters about that meeting and why the MPs were holed up for 48 hours, essentially. Now, do you think it is unusual that a meeting that's described as a strategic meeting would be held while the Prime Minister is actually out of the country? And also, I guess, why in an office as opposed to perhaps a hotel where people can actually sleep? But having said that, it is a new government. It's only just formed. It's the end of the year, and it's not unusual for any government to want to try and meet before the end of the year to formulate their plans, particularly for the new year, and no less so than a new government, I would have thought.
Yeah, I mean, that's absolutely correct. It's no different from any government having to have meetings. But this one is very peculiar, and it's, as you've said, raised a lot of skepticism. and really a lot of questions from the general public considering the timing, and also because of the fact that during the meeting, the public were not informed of what was the intent of the meeting, especially in the backdrop of having the petition to be served. I think all in all, it's raised a lot more questions than answers, and it's created a lot of public perception around the sense of trust that people have in what was done, and also the timing of what was done. And the bigger question also is, why wasn't the Prime Minister waited upon to have that meeting, considering that he is, after all, the head of government and the Minister of Defence not being there? So generally, in as far as the public is concerned, it appears that a lot of the discussions about the strategic meeting or whatever the content of the meeting was is really looking more and more weak as an excuse or as an explanation. And also because most of the images that were released to justify or try to prove that it was a strategic meeting has created a lot of online users to question a lot of the backdrop. There's images of mattresses in the back that were attempted to be conveniently sort of hidden away. There are images of some of the cabinet ministers looking very tired. And so it really raises more questions and a lot of trust issues from the general public to the intent behind the meeting.
Now, beyond all of this drama and the questions about whether this was truly a strategic meeting or, as is claimed by the opposition, a tactic to ensure that the petition couldn't be served to those Fiji First MPs, what still remains here is a very crucial element that we've not actually seen a lot move forward with this election petition that's been filed by the opposition parties. They filed it on Monday, and under Fiji's constitution, from that day, there's only 21 days for a judgment to be delivered. So given we're at the end of the week now, there's only 16 days for that. We've got Christmas, the holiday period basically here upon us. So do you think this is likely to be dealt with in that time frame and be able to be dealt with comprehensively given that short timeline?
That's the big question that everybody's wondering. And it's quite clear that some critics have argued that this is a clear strategy to try and buy as much time as possible and grind down on the time in order to deny any sort of enough time to make a judgment. But I think one of the judges had made a comment that the representatives or legal representatives will have to forget about their holiday because the next 16 days now at this point is going to be very crucial for the High Court to ultimately make a decision on the case by the 31st. So it's anybody's guess, but definitely time is running out. And a lot of these so-called tactics or hide-and-seek strategies appear to be killing more time than it is having to help the case proceed accordingly and give the court enough time to make a decision.